2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Small businesses bring Utah together. They inspire goodness and connect communities. These are their stories from Mighty Main Street, brought to you by the Utah Office of Tourism and Visit Salt Lake. Here's our host, Chris Redgrave, on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We have a great small business show on KSL Radio every Sunday from 11 a.m. to noon called Mighty Main Street, The Faces and Places of Utah. We're interviewing our small business owners and organization leaders who are working hard to navigate our current challenges, and they're telling their stories. We can thank Visit Salt Lake and Utah Office of Tourism for providing this small business opportunity because they understand the importance. I have Allison Enerson with me, and she's the director of the Downtown Farmers Market. Allison, I have to hear about the pickles. That's how you got into the market the first place, or that's how you got into the business, and that now you're the director, but it all started with pickles. So tell me your pickle story.
I was growing a garden. I had way too many cucumbers. I called my sister and I said, I remember grandma making bread and butter pickles. Do you know how to do that? And she said, sure. So she came over and taught me how to make pickles, bread and butter pickles, and use up my cucumbers. And that, I'm just kind of a pit bull. When I get a hold of something, I have to know everything about it. So that sent me into the Master Food Preserver program. And that led me into teaching canning classes, which I have done every year up until last year.
Are you kidding me? Really? How come you quit? I mean, this sounds like it's a side hustle or certainly a side passion.
Well, yeah, I was doing it under the Downtown Alliance. And so it was just part of our food preservation series that we do. It's a lot of fun, but we just didn't, you know, you can't bring people together during COVID. So we had to suspend it for the year. But I hope to bring it back in some form. And we have a great partner in Harmon's, let us use their kitchens to teach those classes. And their kitchens are beautiful, both at City Creek and Holiday. So hopefully those will be back in person next year. And if not, we will be doing some open air canning in the park, most likely.
Well, you know what? I want to learn how to do pickles. I mean, that's what I want to learn. I love Wickles pickles. So I've got to learn how to make my own Wickles pickles. I think that sounds cool. We'll have to remember to find out about this and give you some press on that when you guys bring it back. And thank you for mentioning Harmon's. They do have a beautiful kitchen. I've been in it before. And they have a real commitment to our community. And they also, as you already know, I mean, the soap lady's there. They have a real commitment to bringing in, you know, new local businesses. And they're very open to that.
They do. They're a supporter of the Downtown Farmers Market. They have been for a long time, and they don't just talk. They actually walk the walk, and they do bring in a lot of our vendors, and so we love them.
Allison, one of the things when you're talking about our wonderful farmers and our ranchers, we only have about over a million or so, just a little over a million in the United States that are still farming and ranching, feeding hundreds of millions of Americans and exporting maybe another 30% at the most. Give us the success stories or the ideas, the passion behind supporting our wonderful ag community, our local farmers and ranchers. Let's talk about them for a minute.
Yeah, well, you know, if the COVID pandemic has taught us anything, it's about that we have a lot of flaws in our food supply and our food chains. So, you know, when you start getting COVID outbreaks in meat processing plants and then no one can get meat, we were like, you can come to the Downtown Farmers Market and pick your pick of six different grass-fed beef vendors. And it's grown here. It's processed here. It means something. And it also means that money stays in our community, which is huge. You could always access fresh, you know, local healthy food at the market. Because it was grown here and it's from here. And you have to look that farmer in the face and say, what are your practices? How are you guys staying safe? You know, where did this come from? What do you feed it? So it really, COVID really highlighted a lot of really systemic flaws in the way that we access, grow, and distribute food. And I think bringing it all back home to the Downtown Farmers Market, we had a huge dedicated crowd last year. We saw people really turning to local because they felt safe shopping outside. They felt safe buying products from small producers because they know they're less likely to have those huge COVID outbreaks. And so we had some of our vendors last year, our produce vendors in particular, had the best years they've had in a long time because people were coming to buy. They weren't just coming to get a cup of coffee and talk to their friends. So I think that's going to continue. I think people are really waking up to some of the ways that they can access better, healthy food and support their local community and keep ranchers on grassland and farmers on farms.
You hit the nail on the head. What's happening, Allison, I think that I really appreciate what you're saying, how COVID kind of woke us up, is that the other thing that's going along with that, not just supporting our farmers and ranchers, which is critically important, but also looking at big business, and people are boycotting big business. If they're not paying federal mm-hmm. taxes, or if they're using some form of slave labor overseas, and we're wearing their tennis shoes, or we're wearing their, you know, we're buying their gear, people are really waking up. And I think this looks like it's kind of a generational shift. And so I see this happening across the board. Is that the same experience you're having, and downtown farmers market is taking advantage of this in a way, in a good way?
Oh, absolutely. We definitely have benefited from this sort of awakening, and I think it will continue. And I think you're right. It is a generational shift. I mean, you've got millennials and Gen Z. Are we on Gen Z? That's right.
Yeah.
We've got these young kids, you know, a whole generations of people that stopped having a backyard garden, and now everybody wants to have a backyard garden again. And you could not get canning jars last year because everybody was trying to put up food because everybody was terrified that there was going to be no food. So I think it is a generational shift. It is a huge awakening around, you know, how easy and how necessary it is to, even if you just grow one tomato and one cucumber, how much better you feel about the food that you're putting in your body. I mean, maybe you only want to grow basil and chives. That's fine. But, you know, getting connected with the fact that food comes from somewhere is really, really becoming an important part of people's lives.
And you're right in the middle of it. Tell us what the future looks like. When you do your winter, when you did winter with summer, is this getting close to like 12 months out of the year so we can depend on this? I mean, as just a real nice outsource or something to complement what we're already doing?
Yeah, we're opening it a week earlier this year, so we'll have 21 markets instead of 20. And that's partly because one of the benefits of having the winter market is that a lot of people started doing more in hoop houses and high tunnels and growing through the winter season. And so now it's April and May, and they have a ton of produce. And so we are opening earlier. Someday, what I hope, and that what I've been working on for 8.5 years, which is a year-round public market, will sustain those vendors all the way through the year, and that will be open, you know, daily through the whole year. So that'll be a really great opportunity for some of our winter vendors to continue to sell in April and May. And we're still focused on the public market in the Rio Grande neighborhood, and there's some exciting movement on that that will be coming soon. So hopefully the next time we talk, we'll be talking about the future public market in downtown Salt Lake City.
You know, I've heard that for a while now, Allison. You'll be the perfect director to be able to take us in that direction, because I think it's a brilliant idea. What's the open date for the summer?
We are opening on June 5th this year, again, 1 week early. Hopefully the weather will cooperate with us, but it's very exciting, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. I forgot to mention one really fun thing, which is we're bringing back a limited number of our prepared food vendors. So one of the reasons people love to come to the market is to get that plate of hot dim sum or, you know, Sudanese food from my friend LOL. So we'll have about 13 of those vendors back. If you just want to come get lunch and support some of these prepared food vendors who didn't get to be at the market last year, it's a perfect opportunity.
Perfect.
Maybe pick up some lettuce while you're there.
Absolutely. June 5th. And you want to give us the address and a website in closing?
Absolutely. We are at 350 West 300 South in downtown Salt Lake City. And you can find all the information, all the vendor information at slcfarmersmarket.org.
Allison Anderson, our director of Downtown Farmers Market, winter, summer, going for year-round. It's been her mission for 8.5 years. It's our pleasure to have you with us today on Mighty Main Street. All the best to you, Allison. I will be there, and I can't wait.
It's my pleasure to talk to you, Chris. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to our Mighty Main Street show, The Faces and Places of Utah. You can find us on the podcast page of KSNewsRadio.com. I'm Chris Redgrave, host of Mighty Main Street. Join us again next Sunday to hear more from our business community from 11 a.m. to noon on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.